Well, it's been a choppy day's trade for the Aussie market. We've seen the ASX 200 really struggle for direction, gyrating between gains and losses, closing eventually down by 5 points to 5,730. Over the week, however, it was firmly in the red, with the ASX 200 down more than 3% for the past five sessions. Today, only two sectors were able to make improvements. The materials higher, with BHP and Rio up between 1 and 2%. Fortescue Metals, one of the better improvers there, up more than 3.5%. IT stocks also lifting on the back of Afterpay, Touch jumping 10%, and Xero, the software accounting firm, more than 3% to the good. There were some losers today as well. Of course, we had the retailers in the red. Wesfarmers down another 2.2%. It held its AGM yesterday. Shareholders have voted to approve for the $20 billion Coles spin-off. That will likely go ahead next week with all the regulatory checks. Myer today also in a trading halt after media reports saying it's not meeting its continuous disclosure requirements. And Kathmandu down more than 6% as it trades ex-dividend. In some other company news, we have seen Scentre Group, the owner of the Australian Westfield shopping centres, down around 2.8%. Stephen Lowy, the son of Frank, is announcing his retirement at the AGM next April. And also Costa Group has improved up around 11%. The fruit and veg grower signed an agreement to acquire an operation at a citrus and grape farm in northern Victoria. Santos today, the energy producer, was higher in the early part of the session and the day down more than 0.5%, even though it has received ACCC approval for its acquisition of Quadrant Energy. It's around US $2.1 billion takeover there. Macquarie Group, which holds a decent stake, around 22% in Quadrant Energy, upgraded its profit guidance on the back of that news. Macquarie Group high by around 0.1%. Pretty quiet day on the economic front, not too much news, but we've seen the Aussie dollar lift now for a third straight week, up to around 72.7 US cents.